Our Place, episode 555.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you all doing? We're doing all right, I think, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah. We haven't done one, I think, we haven't done a podcast since the 13th of July. We just sat here and worked out. So, 3 weeks away. Sorry about that. But sometimes there's so little to talk about, really.
Well, we couldn't have done one last week anyway. We weren't here.
So no.
The week before, we probably didn't have enough to say.
Anyway. That's right.
We decided to wait till we'd been away anyway, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
Not enough to say.
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not a lot has happened in that time.
No, not really.
As such.
No.
We were supposed to go out on your birthday, being the 17th.
Yeah.
Debbie wasn't well at all, so we had to postpone that.
Yeah, Debbie had a rotten cold on the 17th. She came over.
She came to work on the Tuesday, didn't she?
She had a weekend away, didn't she?
With this nasty cold.
Yeah. And
passed by Thursday, you'd got it.
I'd got it. That's right, yeah.
Thank you very much. So Debster.
Yeah.
We call her the Debster.
That's it. That was Emma's fault.
It was Emma's name for her. Yeah.
The Debster, yeah.
She's got all kinds of names, Debbie has, but we won't go into that.
No. So, but anyway, yeah, so she came in with a cold. I got it, Angie got it. And at that time also, the week before, we'd actually signed up to a programme to try and lose weight a bit at the gym, me and Debbie. So, of course, we didn't get much done that week because, you know, afterwards, because we were both, me and Debbie felt rotten and we could only do gentle exercise type stuff, you know. But so that was Debbie and her cold. And then on the Saturday, what happened on our anniversary?
Our anniversary, we went out Saturday evening. We did wonder if we were going to be up to it.
That's right.
Because we weren't feeling brilliant, but we just sat here. We sat here and watched telly a lot, didn't we? And
yeah, we went to see my dad. We went to the Pig and Whistle, which is the pub we go to.
We had a nice evening.
With my dad, we had a nice evening.
Very nice evening.
Yeah. So yeah, that was that.
That was that for that week.
Yeah.
I think the following week you went off to somewhere for an exhibition on the Thursday.
Yeah.
Somewhere, I can't remember, but you did.
Yeah.
Somewhere down Southampton Way somewhere.
Yeah.
Hailing Island, yes.
Hailing Island, that's where we went.
To Hailing Island.
And
Friday, you and I and Dad and your dad and your sister, we all went the caravan.
Yep.
And had a very quiet and relaxing weekend.
Yep.
Didn't really do much because, well, on the Saturday, it absolutely hammered it down virtually the whole day. But we had found some nice places to go out to eat, didn't we?
Yep, we did.
On Sunday, we had a carvery at the local pub. We really didn't go anywhere to record anything.
We didn't do anything like that.
Sunday night, me and you went in to the bedroom that we've got, that we were allocated.
And we listened to some horror, didn't we?
Like we normally do, because we didn't want to go in the pub, none of us, because anyway, we'd been in the daytime in the pub.
Yeah, yeah. So we listened to some horror on Sunday. And then on the Monday, we came home.
We came back.
And we left Debbie here on Friday and Monday. And she looked after the house and, you know, did some work on her own. And, so that was all good. Not a lot else, really, is there?
Not a lot else.
Until
Debbie had booked to go out on the Tuesday and then remembered, oh, I can't do that. You know,
she double-booked herself
for hairdresser. So she changed it to the Wednesday. I was going, she'll be sick. They'll be sick of you in that pub.
Yeah.
So we finally went this Wednesday.
We went this Wednesday to
the Wagon and Horses. In Gravely,
yes.
Which is not far from us at all.
Nice pub.
Yeah, lovely pub.
Nice
and
food.
Our mate Chris Renz is the best in Stevenage, in the area, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
It's the best chili con carne. I had hot Mexican chili con carne. It was... Yeah. And it is the best I've had. You could taste all the... It wasn't over hot.
It was lovely, wasn't it? Yeah.
Without the rice, maybe it would have been a little bit hotter because you needed the rice. I mean, you normally have rice or something with it anyway, don't you?
Yeah, we'll have to go back there, Ange.
Well,
I can feel another meal coming.
I like that and the fisherman. I'd like to go back to either of those. Of course, the fisherman is so much nearer.
Yeah.
But that is the best chili con carne. I don't think I ever had one as good.
The fisherman, the beer was just average, but yeah. The Doom Bar was nice on the in the Wagon Horses.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was all good. So we had a meal out, and then Thursday, Debbie and I went to Petersfield in the morning, and then Havant in the afternoon in Hampshire to do little drop-in day. And of course, we only saw one person in the morning and one in the afternoon. You never know with these drop-ins. So it was a fairly quiet day, but you know, some you win, some you lose.
Oh yes, and when you'd found some time earlier in the week some headphones you liked. You'd read, I don't know how you, why you'd read a review of it. I don't
so
think, you need to tell me how you actually even found
right,
them.
Right on what Hi-Fi?
Oh, you said that. All right, there was.
They had a review of the AKG. Y50.
Oh, you said they weren't on Y50.
They were. No, the Y50s were.
Ah.
Let me, just bear with me a minute.
Yeah.
On, let me tell it. Don't interrupt. on What Hi-Fi, I found a review of the AKG Y50 BT headphones. And they're on-ear headphones because I kind of have a love-hate relationship with earbuds. I kind of like in-canal earbuds, but as soon as they start moving in your ears, you lose bass. You lose the overall deep sound. So I thought, oh, I'm going to have a look at these on-ear headphones because I had a pair of Sennheisers, and they are really light headphones, and I thought they'd be as light as that, but they're not quite as light as that. But anyway, so getting back to What Hi-Fi, I saw this review of the AKG Y50 headphones, and they said they were really good. You know, the audio was really good, and it was talking about, you know, the Bluetooth was good on them and various things like this. So then what happened was I Googled the Y50s to see where we could buy them. And I found them on Amazon. But there was a link on Amazon that said view the newer model, which is the AKG 500 or the Y500. So they just added a naught to the end, basically. And they were very similar, but they're newer. So these are the Bluetooth. I believe they're Bluetooth 5, or I think they are anyway. And then I found out that the 500s had this ambient button, so that as you're listening to your headphones, in Bluetooth certainly, you press this ambient button and it lowers the music. And it opens up the microphones of the headphones so you can hear people around you. So, you know, if you turn off the ambient noise, you suddenly realise all the noise is gone and you can't hear any, you know, much around you. And these, you could hear people around you when you turn this button on. And as soon as you turned it off, the music went back up to regular level. And I thought that sounds really good for the gym, you know, type of thing. While we were there on Thursday, I was nerdling about at Havant in the afternoon, and we're in a shopping centre, and Debbie and I were just having a coffee just before the afternoon demo started, and I said, hey, Deb, they got my headphones in Argos. And so I rang Angie up, and I said, can I have them, didn't I? Because I always asked you, didn't I? I'm very good, aren't I, really? And you went spose, didn't you?
I can't remember. I said all kinds of things. Really.
Yeah, all kinds of things. We joked about, didn't we? Mm-hmm. So we walked into, and it was quite amusing, actually, because we walked into Argos, and Debbie typed in the Argos catalogue number into their computer, and it said out of stock. So Debbie typed in our postcode, and it said out of stock. So I rang Angie back, and I said, hoist with my own petard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because my headphones were out of stock. Yeah. So while I was sitting there in the afternoon waiting for no one to come in, I looked on Amazon, and there were the Y500Ys, the new ones, on Amazon Prime, get it by tomorrow. So I thought, right, that's what I'm going to do. Same price, they weren't any cheaper, They're $129.95. And I'm really enjoying them. I'm sitting here now monitoring this podcast with those headphones because they're also wired as well as Bluetooth. And so, and the wired bit doesn't use any battery because when you plug it in, you don't have to turn them on. So you can use them all the time as hard wired headphones, but you can also use them as Bluetooth. Like the Marshall London's the same, Angela.
Yeah,
I've got
right, yeah.
Those are the same. You don't turn them on to use them hardwired.
No.
So it's quite handy because if you've got anything that takes a headphone socket, you know, you can you can do that. And of course, I can imagine you know, using these for all types of things. But with the ambient button as well, I thought they might be a bit big, but I might try them in the gym because, you know, when I hear Debbie coming up to me or whatever, because you can still hear sounds a little bit around you, like I can still hear, I just stopped talking there, I can still hear the clock ticking over there.
Yeah, but you're monitoring that, you're monitoring the recording.
But that's monitoring the recording, and I can hear you through the monitoring as well, because I'm monitoring as well.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd hear the clock if I turned off the monitoring. I don't want to try it now because I don't want to stop the recording of the podcast. But, you know, I can hear absolutely everything through the headphones while I'm monitoring. Also, it occurred to me that the Pixel phones now have got a thing called sound amplifier. And so what you can do is you can turn that on and it amplifies sound through your headphones.
Mm-hmm.
So that might give me another way of monitoring ambience, mightn't it?
Yes.
You know, through Bluetooth headphones, you know. So this is good. So anyway, I thought I'd try these. And so what I find about in-ear earphones, I was going to talk about this. We might have a little discussion
yeah, we'll
about
do that.
Headphones, but let's finish the week first. So I bought these headphones.
I think we should explain. I think you bought them, didn't you? Because you thought they'd replace your Sennheisers because you've got a rattle in your right ear.
I've got a very serious rattle in the right ear of my old Sennheisers, which are old Bluetooth anyway.
I love those. They're so lightweight.
They're so lightweight.
They don't block any sound hardly.
No.
I like those better than the ones that block out all the... for moving around anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't go for... These ones are quite a bit bigger. Even though you told me you could have a pink pair, I don't actually need a pair like that.
But I think with the ambience button, you can move around with these.
Yeah, you would.
You know, because you can hear things going on. Because, as I said, I could hear my computer's fan through when I turned the fan suddenly came up, you know, loud.
Yeah.
And I could hear noise through them.
Yeah.
And so I think you could walk around if you turned on the ambience button.
Yeah, but it would turn your music down or your podcast down.
Down, but not too low to hear it. You can still hear it.
You would still hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can still hear it. So it just puts it in the background.
Yeah.
So you can hear it while you're walking around and it's still stereo as well. Yeah. It just attenuates it a bit.
Yeah.
You know. So I like them. Mm. I'm really into these headphones at the moment. Probably won't be in a week, but I am at the moment.
It's terrible with your
phone. But I bought them and I must say I'm not going to send them back. I think they're great. And the cable is very, very thin and it's 1.2 metres long. So it's plenty long enough, the cable.
Yeah.
And it's got a remote control on the cable. So if you plug it into a phone, an iPhone or an Android, you can answer calls with the cable as well.
Yeah.
If you've got an iPhone with a headphone jack, you can plug it into that and answer the phone with that.
Yeah.
But it's got buttons on the headphones to go volume up, volume down, previous and next track. In fact, you hold down the volume buttons to go to previous and next track. So if you hold volume up, it goes to next. And if you hold volume down, it goes to previous. But if you just press the volumes, you know, continuously, that turns the volume down, if you know what I mean, or up.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I bought them and I'm really pleased with them. And the monitoring sounds lovely, what I'm doing at the moment. In fact, I could hear that out the window there, and I probably bet that came on the recording. Somebody's making a right row there. And so I can hear every sound through these headphones. They're really good. And I listened to a podcast this morning, and the speech was lovely.
Mm.
In fact, it's a double-edged sword because I could hear all of the mouth noises of everyone. Of everyone through these headphones because they're so good.
I mean, you let me have a listen to a couple of bits of music, and they were. I didn't find them special. But they were they're very good. They are better than the Marshall Londons are.
Yes,
very,
they are. Yeah. Yes.
But they're like a couple of years newer than the Marshall Londons, I guess.
They are. Yeah.
I don't know. I think so.
Yes, they are. Even then, though, the Marshall Londons are Bluetooth 4.
Are they even that?
They are. Yeah. Are they? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you know they were up to date when I got them.
Mm. Yeah. But they were quite new, I think. When we got
these are, you know, I'm really enjoying these. They're not over the top in treble. They're not toppy. They're nice and flat, which is what I like. And I'm looking forward to hearing more music on them. And probably later I'll hear Sabrina on them as well, which is a TV program that we're both listening to separately.
Yeah.
Oh, we and to Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And it's got really good stereo sound, doesn't it, Ange?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and Debbie said she loves these headphones, by the way. She tried them.
Yeah.
And she said it sounds like everything's all round you.
Mm.
You know, that's the difference between them and earbuds, isn't it?
Well, I didn't find that. Well, I mean, what I heard, I didn't. Mm. I mean, I find the AirPods. I find that the AirPods will do that and they'll put things back and it seems back. They put things in positioning.
Yeah, these
Someone
do as well.
Someone else said that about the new AirPods.
Yeah.
So I think it's horses for courses. Right, now, before we carry on with headphones, what was you saying the rest of the week?
The rest of the week. So
there wasn't much,
I got the headphones yesterday.
You did?
And this is the first time I'm trying to monitor them in my LS100, and that's working well. And the, you know, they're nice. The battery was 70% charged when I connected them up, so I haven't had to charge them yet.
Oh, did your phone tell you that?
Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So
again, they've got a long
33 hours battery life. Yeah,
lost quite a while.
It's pretty damn good, that, isn't it? On one charge.
Yeah, that is good.
So they must have quite a battery in them.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, well, they're big enough to have.
Yeah.
Have a battery in them.
Yeah, and they take 3 hours to charge though.
Yes.
So they've got a bigger battery.
Yes. I'm sure they will take some charging. But, yeah,
I'm pleased with them. But we'll get back to headphones. Let's finish the week. So pretty much, well, actually, we've pretty much finished the week.
Not much has happened after that.
No, I mean, I didn't play with these much. I played with them between sort of 5 and 8:30 yesterday afternoon. And that was the first time I really played with them. And then I let you hear them, didn't I? About 4 o'clock-ish, wasn't it?
No, it was gone 5.
Was it gone 5?
It was gone 5.
Yeah, so I let you hear them, didn't I, with... Yeah. Couple of Art of Noise tracks, and it was on Cobbers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was, you know, I like them. Anyway, so, yeah, last night we just watched telly and here we are today. So that was the week anyway. And now I just wanted to talk a little bit about headphones in general and earbuds and kind of things. I have always liked... particularly lightweight headphones, but I always like these headphones that block out sound because you're in your own little world. You can't use it in all situations, but if, for example, you're listening to a play or horror or something like that, these are great. Earbuds, they either block everything out because they're right down in your ear canal, but if my problem with earbuds is of any kind, is if you're moving about, and I'm talking about in the gym or anywhere like that, then what you find is that you suddenly lose the bass because they've slightly come out of your ear. This is true of sort of round ear tips and things like that. I think Angie's AirPods are a bit better, although I haven't tried them for any length of time. I still need to hear some music on them, don't I? Or you know,
you do, yeah.
Yeah. I need to hear some music on them. I haven't really tried them out for any length of time, but I like the angle of the tips because they're not round tips, are they? They kind of angle into your ear, don't they?
Just lie there more or less, I suppose.
Yeah.
Some people, they do fall off. They can't wear them. There are people who can't wear them.
I am coming to the conclusion. I've got several earbuds. I've got the Melomanias from Cambridge Audio, and they're really nice. And they do sound nice, don't get me wrong. And I've also got the Link Likes, which we sell. And I've also got my Pixel Buds, which the rubber on one of the buds is getting a bit worn out. I don't know quite why, but you can't replace the rubber on the Pixel Buds, which is a shame. You can't actually take the tips off and replace them or anything like that. So this is the first time for a little while that I've used earphones with, these are on-ear earphones. These are ones that go, you know, clap well, on your ears.
These are proper headphones.
And they're proper
they?
Headphones and they've got cups. Cups on your ears, you know.
Yeah.
And they have switches on the cups. And they do block out sound unless you press the ambience button. But I'm beginning to think I prefer them. They're a bit heavier than, they're certainly quite a bit heavier than earbuds. And earbuds are very convenient for wearing, you know, every day around the place and things like that. But I don't know. I'm beginning to come back to full-blown earphones now. We've got a pair of Bose, and we've also got the Marshall Londons, and we've got these. And I've also got a pair upstairs, which I can't remember what make they are. They're Tandy's, actually, I believe. They're really
wow,
old ones.
Wow, really? Still yeah. got Tandy's? Goodness
still got a
me.
Pair of Tandy's
wow.
old earphones. You
goodness.
Know.
Mine, I think I thought all of ours... No, yours broke. You maybe used mine, because I don't think mine ever broke.
No.
So they could be my old realistics. Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. I think I've still got those. And because they had big cups, didn't they?
And they're not Bluetooth, are they?
They're not Bluetooth at all. They're just and they've just got a quarter-inch jack, haven't
Bluetooth
they?
Bluetooth wasn't heard of back then.
No.
Yeah.
So the two most similar that I've got, like these, that I'm using, are these, the AKG and the Marshall Londons,
yeah.
because they're yeah. both Bluetooth yes. and they're both also hardwired. But the AKG do have this ambience button, which is really handy. So I'm beginning to think that I'm starting to prefer real headphones because they almost sound more natural to me. How can I put it? Earbuds tend to me to, and I don't include the AirPods in this because the AirPods don't seem to have that problem. The earbuds tend to be a bit toppy to me, you know, a bit top heavy. So you get a really crisp treble.
I'd say the AirPods are pretty crisp.
Yeah, they probably are. These are flat. These are not so crisp. These are flat. I want to try something like Malcolm Vaughan on them because he has very natural vocals, doesn't he, Angie? He recorded yes. with very good microphones,
yeah.
didn't he? Even mm. in the 50s, you yeah. know. So he's another good test bed, isn't he, if you like, yeah. for you know, audio stuff. And I'm really enjoying these headphones particularly, these AKGs. And... So although it's going to be a bit of a problem, I might have to wear my headphones around my neck when I don't want to put them on, when I'm in the gym, if you know what I mean. But, you know, because they're heavier headphones. So for portability, Facebook Messenger.
Messenger.
For portability, that, you know, that's not so good as earbuds. But I'm finding that for practicality, cups are better for me because they don't ever fall off and I don't ever lose sound quality as I'm moving about. So over to you, Ange. Tell me what you think about.
Right. I say I wasn't thinking, wow, I want a pair of these, but as soon as I saw them anyway, I thought, oh no, they're bigger than I would want.
Yeah.
Definitely. If I was, I don't need to plug, my Sennheisers are fine anyway. I might have been tempted because there are pink ones. If they'd been the same size, I might have, because also because the fact you can plug a wire in. Now, I do use, when I've done recordings with my LSP4, I like to hear them back with headphones normally. So normally I use my little Bose earbuds. Again, I'm using earbuds most of the time. What I used to like the big Bose ones for was for if you've done any holiday recordings, like we used to with the podcast, and yes, you could really be there and you could be cut off all on your own and it was all nice. But a lot of the way I use headphones, a lot of the time, not all the time, I can sit still sometimes, but in the mornings I'll throw a pair on and be pottering around. So I do need to be aware of my surroundings, especially when you come downstairs. I need to sort of know where you are roughly, don't I? I wouldn't have an idea.
Yeah.
And things like that. So a lot of my stuff, especially first thing in the morning, I would put them on and I'll be off pottering about, doing little jobs in the kitchen or whatever, you know. But I'm sort of thinking, I've got a different problem. I have a problem with, although those ones do fit your head very well. the things like the Sennies, I find, and some, they'll slide a bit on your ear, and they don't always balance just as you want them.
These really don't slide, and you've got an adjustable band.
No, these are good. These wouldn't do that, I don't think.
Mm.
But I think also, I said to you, I've got so used to the earbuds now, I don't think I'm so keen now on the cups.
No.
Your ears. It is also, and of course I could get used to them again if I needed to.
Yeah.
But I actually, and also for going away, give me something very small that I can throw in my handbag.
Yeah.
They're like the AirPods, they're tiny. Obviously in their case, there's nothing of them. And I was away all weekend, I didn't have to charge the case, you see. Only the AirPods, you put them in when you, in the case when you don't want them. The case didn't need charging once. It lasts me several days on a charge, the case, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not wearing them all day long, I'm using them all day long, but I use them quite a bit of the weekend.
Yeah.
That's sort of all I need generally. I mean, yes, I do. If my little earbuds went wrong, I'd have to then use something else or try to find more earbuds. I think I'd be... Sometimes when I'm listening to the recording, it's in work time as well, when it's, say, I'm waiting between calls. So I can't have anything that blocks sound. Obviously, I don't want the recording turned down with any ambient when I'm listening to what I've done. Say, supposing it's very quiet and it's over several hours, and you get occasional noises. So I'd be a bit stuck, I think. I'd have to try to get again a pair of earbuds like my Bose ones.
Yeah.
At night time, or if I'm here on my own, they'd be perfect because they would block all other sound except your recording, and that'd be brilliant for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous. Well, of course, I've got a pair of Marshall Londons I can do that with, so that wouldn't be a problem again.
Yeah, because you've got a pair of Marshall Londons as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I was thinking of, actually, I was still... Now you've got two. I still don't know about whether I'll sell mine because, again, we bought them thinking they'd be like the Sennheisers and wouldn't block everything out, and they're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I was finding, probably because I've got the Sennheisers, I wasn't using them much, and I certainly, because the Sennheisers don't, they block hardly anything out at all.
No.
They're very light on the, on you know, cups.
Yeah.
Very light, and that's what I like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm in two minds because we still got the big Boses in the dining room again, and they'll plug in there, and I can use those.
Yeah.
So at the moment we're not really short on, you know, something to plug in.
No.
Depending on when I want to hear it, if I want to hear a recording that I've made or something like that.
Yeah.
But as I say, I think I always liked, to me, small is beautiful as well. So if the small earbuds, love them. Sound has got better over the years. Well, all earphones, hasn't it? We've noticed headphones.
Yes.
Bluetooth is better. It sounds better.
I'm not saying that the earbuds don't sound good.
Well, no, they won't. They won't have the same.
They won't have the same depth.
Dynamics, probably.
No.
As I say, I think the AirPods are pretty good at that, though. They really, I really love my AirPods. It is horses for courses, and if need be, I could get used to whatever I had to, you know, whatever you have to live with, you know.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I do love the, what I call true, they call them true wireless, you know, where you get your two little buds and stick one in one ear and one in the other, and away you go, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my thing at the moment, I suppose, where it comes to headphones.
Mm. Yeah.
But, You have become a bit of a headphone junkie at the minute. You seem to wear them a lot.
Yes, I have.
Whereas I was the one that was always wearing headphones.
Yeah.
Not as much with music as I used to since we've got Blue Sound around. When I'm there on my own, I will play it in the speakers.
Yeah.
Because I can have them everywhere around the house, more or less.
Yeah.
In most rooms. But if not on my own, then yes, maybe I will put headphones on, or for other things like podcasts, it's headphones usually.
Yeah.
And I was listening to music while I was away the weekend, of course, with my AirPods. That's a nice time to have headphones when you don't want to disturb other people.
I also like headphones when I'm on my own in a hotel room at night.
Ah, you didn't. You was always speakers.
I was always little speakers, but
when you're in the bath, you want a little speaker.
Yeah. But in actually watching a TV or film,
I prefer headphones.
I think headphones give you more dynamics, don't they?
Yeah, it's all around you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I find that with my AirPods with Sabrina. It's all,
yeah.
There's a bigger sound to the AirPods than you'd expect.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not as overly harsh as you think once you get used to them. Things do sound quite...
Yeah.
And I think that's why those ones sounded too flat, because I'm not used to them. Like,
You're used to the crisper music, treble now,
with
aren't
that
you?
Music, it was too flat almost.
Mm.
Now, the piano was nice and crisp, I must admit.
For me, it was it's just fine, you know.
The voices were too flat. The piano wasn't. It was perfect.
Yeah.
In fact.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect, that piano.
Yeah. These are good phones.
And the clarinets and that.
These are definitely good phones, aren't they?
Mm.
And if for the clarinets to be perfect, they must have some Christmas.
There is enough Christmas in the
Seems to
places.
Do it when you need it, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know? And I've always liked hi-fi like that, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Rather than very crisp. The Link likes that I have the earbuds, they're crisp as well. Mm. They're quite crisp, but they're also deep bass, aren't they? So,
yes.
But the...
And
as are the Melomanias, but they're just a bit crisper than these, you know.
Yes.
So if you don't like flat, these really wouldn't do you.
I'm also starting to wonder, I didn't notice it, but maybe do I feel more vulnerable when my head's cupped like that?
Well, that's possible.
I've learned it over the... Things will make me feel a bit, different and sort of thing. I don't know.
In the old days, when I was a boy... I used to listen to Saturday Night Theatre on Saturdays with headphones because my parents weren't interested in Saturday Night Theatre. They watched telly.
See, I used to do that a lot upstairs. I only had realistic headphones
I used to have cups on my hair.
Yeah, I did, you see.
And
that's what was around.
You were literally taken out of that world. You were in the world of the play, weren't you?
You were, yes.
You know, and I really liked that.
But I'm finding I don't need that now. I've gone on to AirPods, I still get dynamic, I get a nice wide stereo image.
Mm.
I still find it.
But yeah.
When you listen to things like Sabrina, it's great, you know.
It's definitely horses for courses.
It is.
But I think the bass is deeper on these bigger cups.
Yes.
Which you'd expect, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Just before we go, we did mention it, I think vaguely, when we talked about Site Village. We've got a couple of new products coming now, if people want to look, and they'll be on the show notes as well. The E5 and the E10 Daisy Players, and I will talk about those in a future podcast, but they're really good. They're like the Victorida Stream in their form factor, but they're really good, and they can read memory sticks as well as SD cards, and they can play PDF files as well, which is interesting, which I think the Stream can't do. And they play all different types of files, audio and video files. You can copy a video onto them and it'll play the audio from the video. You can do that kind of stuff, MPG and as well, and AVI and all these kinds of video files. And so we've got the E5 and the E10 in, and also we have the way around products. So if you need to label your products, way around is the modern equivalent, if you like, of the Pen Friend for your phone. So it allows you to get these NFC tags. The app is free. You can download Way Around on the App Store and the Play Store. And then you can buy from us now, as well as from Way Around, you can buy different labels for laundry, for kitchen, for bathroom. Some of them are washproof as well. They'll go through washing machines, some of these labels, and still work. And you can find out all about Way Around at www.wayaround.com, all one word, wayaround.com. And of course, I'll have a link on the show notes to where you can buy them from us at Computer Room Services. And I'll also have a link to the App Store and the Play Store, the Android Play Store for the apps, for the Way Around apps. And it's available for both Android and iPhone, which I'm glad to see. And it works very well. You can make audio notes or you can make recorded notes as well. Audio notes or recorded notes. You can also make text-based notes and the device will read them to you. So you can type them in or you can speak them with your voice. So it's another way of labelling that's reasonably inexpensive because the app is free. So you just buy the various labels that, and they come in kind of 25 packs and things like that. And you can buy a starter pack, which has some of all of the labels in as well. Or you can buy the kitchen pack, which has a Waylink scanner as well, which is if your phone doesn't support Bluetooth or NFC, or you're, you don't want to put your hands all over your phone when you're in the kitchen doing work, you can get a device that links to your phone via Bluetooth, and then you can label things using that device rather than using the phone. So there you go. That's Way Around and the E5 and the E10. Those are the newest products we got in. So I think, as far as that's concerned, I think that's it, really.
I've got a question.
Go on, then.
I'm going to throw it out there as a sort of, a long shot.
Go on, then.
It might not be such a long shot. The Nest Hello doorbell system. Is anyone using it? We want to know.
I'm going to broaden that. Is anyone using any IP-based doorbell system? That's internet-based.
Well, yes.
Camera-based doorbell system. And what are your experiences? Particularly, we're interested in Nest for various reasons.
Particularly if you're blind, the apps we're interested in.
Yeah.
Particularly if you can't see and you're doing it yourself.
Yep.
And are you using it on more than one door? Because that's what we've been needing to do, because we have people come front and back all the time.
Yeah.
When they come. You just can't. Friends come to the back. So do some couriers.
Yeah.
The postman come to the front, obviously, a lot mainly, but, you know.
Yeah.
If possible, we'd like to cover both doors. I know you can cover both doors with the Ring doorbell. We know that, don't we?
Yeah.
Because we know somebody's using it.
Yes. Yeah.
I have heard that the Nest one is slightly easier to use if you're blind, to actually find the talk button and all this stuff, but only for iPhone. I've no clue as to what it's like for Android. So if anybody can help with that, we'd be very interested.
And you can either, of course, leave us a message for us personally, or if you want it on the podcast, say so.
Which would be quite useful to have on the
podcast. But it'd be good to have on the podcast.
Because other people might want to know that.
If you want to record experiences with doorbells, if anyone's got any, then we'd be happy. Even demos of doorbells would be good, wouldn't they, Ange?
Oh, yes, they would, actually.
You know, that would be good for the podcast. So, yeah. So I think that's it for me.
Yes, me too.
What about you?
Absolutely, because I'm getting hungry.
So am I.
And I've got to look up how to cook my dinner.
That's exactly right.
It's a microwave thingy.
Yeah. Okay, then. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to remind you that if you want to contact us, write to ourplace@comproom.co.uk. The website is www.ourplace-podcast.info. Not .co.uk, but .info. That's www.ourplace-podcast.co.uk. .info. And if you want to be added to our Dropbox, so you get your own folder, so you can just drop files in there if you want to contribute to the podcast, then let me know and I can share a folder with you and we can do it that way. You can also hear it thanks to Talking Newspaper Services on the telephone, and you can find out how to do all of that from our website, www.ourplace-podcast.info. Hope you've enjoyed it. And from me is cheerio.
Bye from me.
And of course, we will see you as ever next time.